awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, boom!
My birthday is my birthday. Robin Williams died on the day before my birthday, and everything was sad forever.
Gosh! Happy birthday, Madeo!
Woo!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. I don't even know how to start now. Thanks.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Best thing to do on your birthday is to derail everything.
Man, it is your birthday.
It is. You can imagine my excitement yesterday when I heard Celeste say that today on Team Awesome Morning Party, we were going to discuss depression and suicide prevention.
Yes.
And I was like, cool, man.
Gosh.
But if there's ever a reason for you to continue living, it's my birthday.
Oh, my.
What?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay, we got into the studio this morning, and there is a bunch of stuff in the studio. People got everything all fancied up for your birthday, and then this thing happened, and I don't even know what it is.
Let's
Can we just
play
do
it.
This? We're going to start the show this way.
Whoa, wait a minute. Stop your talking. Stop whatever you're doing. We have to sing Mateo happy birthday because it's his birthday, which is awesome. So let's do it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you.
Me?
Sing. Doug, sing.
Happy birthday to you.
Sing, Peter Benson.
Happy birthday, dear Mateo.
30 seconds.
Yeah,
left.
Everybody now. Happy birthday to you! Yeah!
So good!
Awesome! It was so awesome!
That was so great!
Okay, I think I'm done now. I think you guys can go back to whatever you're doing, talking. This is the part in a text where there would be ellipses. Dot, dot, dot.
Gosh.
I hate
obnoxious.
That voice. I'm happy she did that, though.
It's your birthday!
That's the Haytel thing.
Yeah!
I have Haytel, and yeah. Celeste will Haytel me in that voice.
Man, that reminds me of those obnoxious dudes on the birthday cards that are...
Yeah,
Doug says that will haunt his dreams forever.
Yeah, Doug!
I'm sorry,
hey,
man.
Here's the thing, though. Today is my birthday, and
yeah.
I got home... Well, first off, last night we had a blast.
Yeah.
Because Steve-O got this game called Risk the Walking Dead Edition.
Ah!
That's right. But not on the TV show, the comic book.
No, the comic book.
So it was super violent, we had to drop it halfway through.
Yeah,
I'm
still bummed that we had to kill Christy.
Yeah, but Jamie didn't need her anyway.
Yeah.
He didn't need her in his life.
I don't know, man. I feel like taking out your friend's wife is a bad omen.
Nah.
So...
Oh, man, we got an email about when Daniel came in. Okay. Anyway, so we're playing a fun game.
Oh, fantastic.
And then I got home last night, and there was blood in Beans' poop.
Oh, no!
This is sad.
Sad.
It means...
Sad.
I have to go to the vet today.
Today on your birthday, go
it's
to
okay.
the vet.
It's okay. But the cool thing is... People have, I think this is a fake email.
There's no way. Okay, you keep reading. You keep talking, I'll read.
I think that it's going to be okay. Because sometimes you got to, here's the example, people. Life happens. Even on the best days, or the days that you think, hey, it's my day, right? Blah, 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 blah. But then life comes in and says, hey, there's more important things in this world. And in my case, it's a little kitty cat named Beans, who might be sick. It could be Panda, but I doubt it, because I'm so close to them, I know which ones poops are which is sad for me, because that means I'm a loser, and I study cat poop, but that's fine. There's nothing else to do. And, yeah. So, I gotta take Beans to the vet, and Robin Williams passed away yesterday, and that was really sad.
That was.
Because that was my boy. Played a pivotal role. in making me want to be a funny person.
Yeah.
We talked about yesterday how if Jim Carrey passes away, when he does, I don't know if he will. He might live forever.
Stop it. Gosh.
When he does, I'm taking off work. I'm going to go home and just watch Jim Carrey. You guys can come over if you want to. Doug, always invited.
We're going to have to talk to Boss Man Dan today.
Did he get
that's
an
very
email?
Serious. Yeah,
that's a serious
that's
email?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they're taking up for me, right?
Yeah, totally.
They're like, hey, don't you mess with him.
Yesterday, I got fired, quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
And it was hilarious. It was the final bit of the morning show. DJ Boss Man Dan, our boss. But apparently, not everybody thought it was funny. So people took to the interwebs to
they have unleashed
show their support for you and I. And
I appreciate that.
To fight out against injustice and the way that you were being treated yesterday.
That's right.
Never mind the fact that I got fired on the air. They
didn't care about that.
They didn't care about that as much. They didn't care about that as much, so that's okay. That's okay.
Look at this clever email. Did you notice that? Oh, man. Cleverness. That show is so clever.
Yep. Dude, I'm excited. Today is Tuesday.
It's new music Tuesday.
What he said.
What you
we
said.
We have tons of music.
We have
to
a ton
to.
Of music, and I'm so excited about it, and I hope that we can do it.
It's going to
because
happen.
I'm so excited about it.
It'll happen. 8 okay. o'clock. It might end at 8:30.
No! No!
Back up at 9. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Rejection!
Interesting day. School kicks off tomorrow for APS, and we couldn't be more excited.
Yeah!
Looks like Planet of the APS might be making its return.
Ooh. Hey, and it seems the Oak Grove kids are going to be back around.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, they kicks off this Friday, right? Their first day of school or
yeah!
something like that. I'm excited. Yeah, school is back. It's good times. We've never been more excited for school to be back, because let's be honest.
I can't believe that school's back already.
Woo!
Summertime is gone. That's the downer of my birthday, kids.
Oh.
Anytime it's Mateo's birthday, that means school's starting back.
Today is Mateo's birthday. You gotta wish him a happy birthday. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve Austin Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Party and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Austin Morning Party, cause a Team Austin Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Dateline, August 12th, 1983. On this day is born Mateo.
It's your birthday!
The year of our Lord, 1983. Tupelo, Mississippi. North Mississippi Medical Center. That's one of those hospitals where everybody's like, don't go to the North Mississippi Medical Center. They kill people there.
Yeah.
Why do people say that about hospitals? Look at this, Happy. Why do they say that about hospitals?
I don't know.
I don't either. The number for the day today is 204, and that's millions of emails sent every minute. Every minute. I want 204 emails this minute.
204?
That's what the number of the day is. That's what I should get. So, that's what I say.
Yeah.
A woman scaled a 10-foot barbed wire fence at an airport in Canada to stop a plane from taking off because she thought her lover was aboard.
What?
Yeah. Sometimes, see, there's this thing's divided up into sections, and sometimes the funny stuff, or not the funny stuff, the wacky but true stuff,
yeah,
ends up in the main stuff.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. That's one of them. Of course, the news that shocked the world late yesterday afternoon was that Robin Williams had been found dead, and he had most likely committed suicide.
Yeah.
Which
asphyxiation.
Is really, really sad. And we actually have a lady coming in. Probably
yeah,
tomorrow.
Week. Yeah.
She is, well, you know her more
waiting
than I
to
do.
Hear back from her. It's Cater.
Yeah.
Cater. She's a grief counselor and hoping to have her in studio this week to talk about the serious issue of depression and how a lot of times it goes unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think it's worth talking about. And obviously, it is a very serious
It is a serious thing. And we were talking yesterday. It's like, man, I hope we don't start getting the stuff. Because me and Steve-O both, and Doug, I assume, are huge Robin Williams fans.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge.
I was really... It's like you said yesterday. When Philip Seymour Hoffman died, it was like, dang, because he was a great acting talent.
Yeah.
But when Robin Williams passes away, when he, you know, and the way he did, it's just freaking sad. That's the only way to put it. Because he made so many people laugh, and then on the inside, he was just a broken man.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the funniest humans of all time, in my
opinion.
I think he's a big reason why I am such a fan of comedy to begin with.
Yes.
So... It's always hard when someone like that.
It is.
You know, because especially when they take their own life, you know, out of depression, you don't understand because you're like, but you're so funny and happy all the time. And yet a lot of times, you know, people feel isolated, alone. Yeah. They hide it. Yeah, maybe that's just...
Alone in a crowded room.
Yep.
I woke up this morning with the tears of a clown.
Oh, man.
When no one's around. Oh, that was in my head. And I thought it was pertinent. And I was like, well... It is my birthday, but that's okay. Because it's sad. And I just want to remind people, depression, clinical depression, is actually a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you don't deal with it, that doesn't mean you can't be tactful when you're on social media. Because I saw a few posts last night that really, I unfriended one guy.
Really?
Because it was just like, no.
Yeah.
That's bleepity bleepity bleep. Yeah. That's what I said in my head, and I was like, unfriend. Yeah. I don't care if you think you're saying the right thing. It's called tact, and it's all about timing when it comes to tact. And I understand, you know, that the ultimate peace is through Christ.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know what? I have friends that are Christians that still struggle with depression.
Right.
And if you go back and read, you're like, oh, well, blah, that's not biblical. You go read the Old Testament prophets. Those were some of the most depressed people.
Right.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Depressed. Go read Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Just go read it.
Yeah.
Very depressed guy. We know, like, even Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Some would say, like, a saint.
Martin Luther.
Yeah.
I mean,
depressed. You go and you read their personal journals and... They're depressed.
Yeah.
And for the Christian, you know, body as a whole to kind of try to sweep depression under the rug like it's not a real thing is a big mistake.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's stupid.
Thankfully, I think it's more fringe than it is the whole body.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's...
Especially in these last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for the longest time, as a whole, we were like, no, we can't talk about anything bad.
Yeah.
But more recently, people
have
been
like... We gotta be happy. We gotta put on a front.
And that's so stupid.
Yeah, and that's not true. You don't have to. It's what you do in that moment with those circumstances. Mm-hmm. And that's why, again, we believe Jesus is that definitive, only true answer. Because... Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean you're going to be happy 24/7. Right. In this life, we will have troubles, but we can take heart because... Jesus has overcome the world. And that's what it is. It's not about us being happy all the time. We know that we're going to have troubles. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. We're going to fall down. But we serve the one who has overcome it all.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we can have peace in those moments.
Amen.
And so, yeah.
That doesn't mean the moments aren't going to be easy.
Right. Not
They're still going to be very difficult.
So, agreed. And as Teo said, we will have Cater Zimke in this week. To talk about that and how you can, the warning signs for maybe a friend, how to talk to someone, maybe you're dealing with it, how you can in turn talk to someone, because mm-hmm. I think it was an embarrassing thing for the longest time.
Yeah.
You know, what's wrong with me? I'm a Christian. I should just be happy all the time, and that's not the case. That's something that has crept in, this idea of the best you now and just happy all the time. That's not the case.
Right.
That's not real. That's not it. There's a difference between joy and happiness.
Yeah.
And so...
Because the fact of the matter is, none of us has it all figured out.
Right.
It's just that some of us know the person who does.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's where you find your peace.
Yeah.
And you don't go on Facebook and go on these crazy rants about how, well, I hope you guys know blah, 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 right. blah, blah, blah. Because then you're just being a butthole.
Yeah.
And there are stronger words to say, but I can't say them because I'll lose my job. And that's the way it goes.
That's the way it is.
Let's move on to lighter stuff.
There we go.
Scientists have found ancient fossils of penguins that stood 6 feet 7 inches. 6 foot 7 inch penguin.
Oh, I see what's penguin. Going on here.
Penguin. Stop looking at
it. So sorry to interrupt.
A passenger aboard a Virgin Atlantic flight from Hong Kong to London forced it to return to Hong Kong after he became disruptive. Have you ever had to make an emergency landing on a plane?
I don't think so.
We had to.
Really?
Time. Poor Coon, it was his first flight.
Gosh.
His first flight. And we had to make an emergency landing in Phoenix. We were on our way to Southern California. And it's because a lady had a seizure. It was like really serious. And so they said, we got to land the plane. And flying into Phoenix anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
And it was poor Coon. It was emergency. Like the pilot came over and said, we've got a disruption in the cabin. A lady's had a seizure. We're going to make an emergency landing. Everybody buckle up. It's going to get rough. We'll be on the ground soon.
Whoa.
And it was like, whoa. It was nuts. Poor Coon. He was like gripping and ripping, man. He was on that. He was holding onto that seat, just looking at me like, we're going to die. Oh, poor little buddy. At the top of the movie box office is, of course, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Much to the chagrin of Guardians fans everywhere, me.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We helped that.
You know what, though?
We helped that happen.
We did. In a small, small $6 way, we helped that. That everybody was like, looks like Ninja Turtles, not Guardians, off number one. Take that, blah, blah, blah. But all the Marvel movies have dropped about that same percentage.
Yeah.
I mean, even Avengers did. But Avengers made $200 million its first weekend, and right. Then it dropped down to like $100
million,
which is still crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy. Theater owners had to issue an apology after rats invaded a New York City movie theater. That would be sad.
That would be crazy, especially if you're watching Ninja Turtles.
Or if you were watching that movie. What was that movie? Wilfred, where he could control rats. Do you remember that movie?
What?
Yeah,
no.
Weird. Not Wilfred. What was that movie? Doug? Doug doesn't know. We'll talk about it later.
Control rats?
It was the guy that was in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
The guy that played the dad.
Crispin Glover.
Yeah. I don't think it was Wilfred. I think that's the show with Fred Savage.
No.
It's something
Elijah
else.
Elijah Wood.
That's who it is. What's the show with Fred Savage? He's in a
the
show.
Wonder Years.
No, he's in like a show now.
Now?
Yeah.
No clue.
That's kind of, I don't know. I'm all confused. All confused. Arson at a UK farm destroyed over $40,000 worth of straw. That's sad. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says those photos of him appearing to be partying with two women at a restaurant are being misinterpreted.
Yeah,
I wasn't
that
partying
yesterday.
Hey,
No, he was partying. He's saying that they were taken 5 years ago, and that's the past, and that was 5 years ago, and he's already reconciled that situation to the people that need to be reconciled to, and that people need to just go away.
Oh, hey, here's an interesting story. A surgical operation in London has given 9-year-old Kieran Sorkin a pair of ears made from his ribs.
Whoa.
Born deaf with no ears, Kieran was able to hear because of an implanted hearing aid, but he still wanted ears. So surgeons trace an outline of Kieran's mom's ears, removed cartilage from his ribs, sliced, contoured, and sewed the cartilage. They then put it in two skin pockets and vacuumed them into the shape of ears.
Whoa, dude.
And put them on his little head. That's sweet. Medical science. Just miracles. Oh my gosh, this is an awful story. Guess where it comes from?
Florida.
A Florida man allegedly imprisoned his girlfriend in his house all day Friday and beat her because he dreamed that she had cheated on him. Your dreams aren't real, people. She finally called for help when her boyfriend passed out. Throughout the ordeal, authorities say the woman couldn't call police or get help because the boyfriend had thrown her car keys and cell phone in a canal behind the house. Jeez.
Florida.
Florida, people.
I don't ever want to go there. I'm sorry. I don't care about Disney World that much.
Did you see that Tony Stewart has pulled out of a second race as a police probe continues into the bizarre incident in which the U.S. stock car star struck and killed an up-and-coming driver?
Man.
I didn't realize it was stock cars. I thought it was like the NASCAR.
Yeah, it was like the dirt track.
Yeah, okay. See, I thought it was like... does Tony Stewart race those other cars too?
Everything. Okay. Yeah, that dude, yeah.
Crazy incident. there was an accidental death. You can, I'm sure you can find info about that everywhere on the internet.
Yeah,
right
be
now.
Careful because the video is still up.
Yeah,
so
it's still up.
It's rough, obviously. Nah. I have not watched it, nor will I watch it. Someone died.
Hey, Facebook friends. In your Facebook travels, you may have come across an ad for a Facebook application called Facebook Color Changer, which says it can change the color of your Facebook layout from traditional blue to black, orange, yellow, green, purple, almost any color in the spectrum. Well,
it's a trap!
Yep, the app isn't real, and if you click on it, you'll be rerouted to a malicious phishing site that may infect your computer. The Facebook color scam has affected more than 10,000 users. I feel like Mississippi is just a testing ground for Facebook malware, because it's like every other thing.
Yeah.
People are just like, hey, do you see that? Do you see that? Look, this thing says I can do this and this with my Facebooks. And then they click it, and then it's no.
Yeah.
And then like 50 posts go out from their Facebook, and it's something crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I guess I got hacked. I don't know what happened. I know what happened. You got hacked. A Canadian man who was stuck inside of a clothing donation bin for 3 hours apparently didn't have time to locate a pair of pants. Someone heard the man screaming from inside the bin and alerted authorities. It took an emergency crew about half an hour to rescue him. When he was finally freed, the man came out of the bin wearing a shirt and boxer shorts. No pants. Come inside.
Hey. I'm interrupting.
Thanks.
We're interrupting.
These have 0 grams trans fat.
Stop it. Are you going to be on the show?
You gonna be on the radio?
What? Come on. Yes. Get over here.
Get over there. Do an interview.
Right over here.
We're playing your theme music.
We really are. You want to wear the headphones. You can hear everything going on. You don't want to talk on the microphone?
I don't know. I've never talked on the
microphone. Yeah!
You got to lean in. You got to lean in. Like this.
You got to be about that close.
That close.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah! Are these for me?
Out of your element.
Yay!
Out of your element. Now someday we have to be out of our element shooting guns with you or something crazy.
No!
What? Why not?
Accidentally, I'll hurt somebody.
Do you want us to keep you anonymous?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Yeah.
We have
the
a
webcam's
friend.
Off currently, so
yeah, so you're good.
That works even better.
We have a friend here. He's from the future.
He's wearing a badge from the future.
He's the Terminator.
What are you doing?
Hey, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be there in about 15 minutes.
Aww.
Thought I'd say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Teo. That's cool.
Happy late birthday to you.
Thanks, man.
I didn't realize it was in July.
It was in July. It's okay. It's okay. We were gone. We were in LA.
Yeah.
So it worked out. Worked out for everybody else who didn't have to give me anything.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't even care.
These are for you, too.
Stop it.
Thank you for the present.
Yeah.
Hey, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Pretty cool.
Appreciate it very much.
This is awesome in here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mitch and Celeste decorated with all this black just... this stuff of death.
Which is good. He's 31, so yeah, he's like over halfway.
Over the hill.
To after the traffic bumper, that's
yeah,
that's lame.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Celeste.
Yeah. Yep. That's so, cool. You know, that's how they do. That's how they do. So,
are you guys ready for the balloon ride?
Yes.
Oh, man.
We are. I helped that guy the other day.
He's ready. He's ready.
Me and Bill Peterson went, and the dude that offered up the balloon stuff, he moved. And so I went to his house and helped him move.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have a question as I'm playing cops in the background.
Yes, indeed.
Is that a derogatory term?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
I'm just, you know.
Why?
It's, how'd you say it? Seems disrespectful.
Okay. Yeah.
I would think that if you were an APD officer or sheriff's department,
yeah,
you would either like to be called officer,
yeah,
or deputy.
It's the cops to come in for you,
right?
So, you know,
the Kappas,
the Kappas.
Which
the 5-0,
if I'm not mistaken, was a term they used way back when.
Really?
Anyway, because they wore copper buttons.
Ah! So. I had no idea.
Me either. I've always wondered where that came from.
I just learned something new.
That's good.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Totally cool.
So that's where that came from.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They had copper buttons on.
Well, there you go.
And
learn something new every day.
But it doesn't matter. There's people.
Is your badge made of copper? Is that?
I don't know what it's made of.
Looks gold.
Looks like it's made out of titanium alloy. Awesome.
I'm going to sell it.
I'm going to sell it.
I'm going to sell it.
I'm going to make some money.
I'm going to sell
I'll,
it.
Dude, I'll take. Times I still don't rough. Have a Halloween costume. I will take that one. I will take that up.
You can't wear that. Then you're going to be the plot of that movie, Let's Be Cops.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not.
That's derogatory.
That is derogatory. You can't say cops. But the show's called Cops.
That's part of the reason it's derogatory, right? Everybody watched Cops and got all sweaty.
Oh, they were here in town, but...
Yeah, that's what I heard. When I moved here, they were like, yeah, dude, they filmed a ton of episodes of Cops out here. I was like, oh, good. I'm glad we moved here.
It's a great place.
It is a great place. It's a great place.
It is. Well, all right.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, hey, welcome. A little microphone shy, but...
Nah, it's okay.
It's okay. Because we got birthdays, and now, I mean, it's the perfect time. It's birthdays.
Perfect.
I don't know. You gonna hang out?
Your timing is impeccable.
Okay.
We have to do some. No. Not at all.
Got to do some birthday action. Are we ready?
Yeah, we got
to
do.
We're gonna take a look at traffic.
We'll take a look at traffic, then we'll go to Doug.
Boom.
Well, the only thing going on is the construction sites.
Yeah.
And I have two of them to talk about: Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest, roadway reduced to 2 lanes, and the construction at I-25 in Paseo. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's your look at traffic.
Because traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports. Blah, 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 blah.
It's time.
It's time for birthdays!
Wait, Doug. Doug?
Doug?
Is he?
Doug?
Is he?
Doug?
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 What?
Good morning.
Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
We have special birthday music.
It's very serious.
For the birthday boy.
Wait, let me think.
Oh, come on.
I know what it is.
So good.
Thank
so
you,
good.
Just for you, my friend.
Thanks, Doug.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Does that mean we're going to have to hear the entire Jurassic Park
theme?
We're not going to have any other music this whole time?
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. That wasn't going to be the case, but...
Yay! Good idea.
Sorry you produced a bunch of stuff this morning.
that works. Today is August 12, 2014, day 224. There are 141 days remaining. Today's birthday is brought to you in part by rocks. A naturally occurring solid... aggregate of one or more minerals or mineraloids. Thank you, rocks.
Thanks, rocks.
First up,
you rock.
An Italian professional footballer who plays striker for
Messi.
AC Milan.
No,
Sam Neill.
Sorry.
Nope.
That's Argentina. Italian?
Yep, plays for the Italian national
Laura
team.
Laura Dern.
I don't know. Italy.
Jeff Goldblum.
Mario Balotelli.
Oh, okay. Gosh, this music's so epic.
It's not Jeff Goldblum?
Nope.
Is it Tim Mazzello?
He's 29.
Nope.
Okay. He's 27.
He is 24.
Man.
Next up, he's generally known for his roles as U.S. presidents in 13 Days and National Treasure, Book of Secrets. He also starred as Ben Stevenson in Mao's Last Dancer. He was Captain Christopher Pike in the 2009 Star Trek film and its sequel.
That's cool.
Who is that guy?
Not Dern. What is his name?
I don't know his name.
I don't either.
Bruce Greenwood.
Bruce Greenwood.
Did you know it? No, he didn't know it.
He was also in iRobot, Dinner for Schmucks, Deja Vu, Double Jeopardy. And he is the voice of Bruce Wayne in Batman Under the Red Hood.
Justice. I didn't know that.
Bruce Greenwood.
Oh, I got to watch that one. Do you have that one?
Yes.
Yes.
That's definitely not one for Jack and Luke.
No. A lot of those aren't.
Robin dies.
What?
Spoiler alert! It happens at the beginning.
Yeah, everybody knows it, duh.
Everybody knows.
Okay, this guy is 62.
59.
He is 58 years old.
Ah!
Next up, an American film and television actor, director, and producer. He's best known for his lead roles as Nate Fisher on 6 Feet Under, Adam Braverman on Parenthood, and Nick George... in another show that I won't say the title of, and Casey McCall on Sports Night.
Oh, dang it. Sports Night was awesome.
It was a good
show. Sports Night was a fantastic show.
Yeah, it was real cool.
The dude from The Good Wife, Will, he was on the show with this dude. They were the co-anchors, and it was like Sports Center, but...
What was The Good Wife?
Good Wife's that show that Chrissy loved that we
had to
watch.
Oh, yeah!
I can't remember his real name.
Peter Cross.
Peter Cross.
Peter Cross. What do you think?
42.
Listen, this is the scene where they're in the gift, like it's going around in the gift shop, and this is where Ellie Sattler's talking to John Hammond. She says, "It's still a flea circus!" Because it is.
Favorite movie.
See, the reason it's still a flea circus is because he's made it into this thing that he thinks he can control.
Right.
But in actuality, his control is an illusion.
Yes.
Just like a flea circus.
Yeah.
Which is an illusion, kids. Yeah. If some dude tells you he's got a flea circus, he's lying to you and he wants your parents' money. You need to punch him and run away.
Yeah.
Self-defense.
Boom.
I think that's the definition of self-defense.
I think so.
Yeah.
Judy chop.
There you go. See?
Confirmed.
Boom.
Okay.
I don't even remember what I said.
Me either. What'd he say?
I don't remember what you guys... I don't think you guys said anything.
I did. I 53. Said like 42.
He's 49.
Ah.
Next up, an American comedian, actor, writer, and director. He starred in several TV comedy series, including The State, Ed, Viva Variety, Stella,
Jason, no.
And Michael and Michael Have Issues. He's also a famous Twitter personality.
Oh, wait. His name's Michael. He was on Reaper. He was on... Oh, what is his last name?
He used to be on all those VH1 shows.
Yeah.
Oh! What is his name? I've got his face in my head right now.
Yeah.
I don't know it. I don't know his name.
Michael Ian Black.
That's
Michael
who it is. Dude, he's funny.
He's really
on all
funny.
Those VH1, like, Best yeah. Week Evers or the yep. 80s and all that. Man, he's funny. Michael Ian Black.
And he's like 47.
I think he's 43.
Mr. Michael Ian Black is 43 years
yeah!
old.
Yeah! I got good one job. Of my birthday!
Good job. Good job.
All right.
Doug.
Next up.
What have you done?
Are you serious? Is it the boss's birthday?
No, it's not the boss.
Wait. Oh, I thought this
Burner
was...
Me.
Yeah.
Burner me. I don't Wait. Think he sings it.
This is Dire Straits.
Oh, this is Dire Straits. My bad.
The lead singer, songwriter of Dire Straits.
Gosh, it sounds like the boss. Every time I always think it's the boss, then I have to be reminded, no, dude, this is Dire Straits.
They do have similar voices.
They really do.
Okay.
Mark Knopfler.
60.
Do you know?
Gosh, you really need to get some better people on
Take
your
a guess.
Birthday.
63.
62. 65.
Ah!
Next up, an American actor, film director, screenwriter, and producer. He first came to attention for his performance in Gus Van Sant's To Die For, Good Will Hunting, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12,
Matt Damon,
and Ocean's 13, Gone Baby Gone. And he directed his brother.
Oh, it's Ben.
Ben? Is it Ben?
Wait, Ben wasn't in Ocean's 11.
No,
he?
Ben wasn't.
Matt Damon?
But Casey Affleck.
Casey Affleck!
Casey was.
Dude.
That's right.
You never saw the Jesse James movie. Was it Jesse James?
Yeah.
The assassination of Jesse James.
By the coward Robert Ford?
Yep.
Yeah, dude. He was awesome in that movie. Casey Affleck. I share a birthday with Casey Affleck.
Why'd you gotta bring up Good Will Hunting, man? Why you gotta bring up Good
Hey, Hunting? Man, we can do this.
That is my favorite, personally. Casey Affleck is 39. Nah, that's too old.
36.
39 is correct.
Oh, wow. All right. Ha-ha. I meant to do that.
And the final birthday this morning?
Stop it
Sir
right
Mix a Lot.
Is it
yes.
really?
Yeah.
Share a birthday with Sir Mix a Lot.
Best day ever.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
It makes sense.
That's right. When we go out to the club tonight, this is what we're jamming. Me and Steve-O and Doug, and you, we're going to the club. Our friend who shall not be named.
Gosh.
Voldemort. He's going to the club with us.
Yes.
Voldemort's a cool nickname, man.
Voldemort is a cool nickname.
That's what we call Mitch a lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Oh, man. You share a birthday with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Mix-a-Lot is 50.
Oh, he's 49.
Today, Sir Mix-a-Lot is 51 years old.
Oh, almost man! 51!
So close!
On to dates. On this day in what year? Hawaii was formally annexed to the United States.
This is the moment. I have no idea. They were the... That's got to be recent, right?
It's well,
I mean,
comparatively.
So, like,
but this was annexed. This wasn't statehood. And I think Hawaii was the last state.
But obviously, it was part of us in the 40s, i.e.,
you got to guess?
World War II.
Make it happen.
35.
I've never been to Hawaii.
I say it was annexed in like 19. Wait, because Seward's Folly was.
I say 32.
I say 1915.
1889.
Wow.
Yeah.
On this day,
we
in
had
what
it
year?
Wow.
Okay.
Guess.
Mr. John Lennon apologized for making a remark at a press conference saying the Beatles were, quote, bigger than Jesus.
67? I'm not Beatles guy. I'm an Elvis guy.
69.
I don't know.
1966.
Ah! You were right there.
I was so close.
You were right there.
The computer is currently frozen, so we'll continue on.
Here, what do I need to sing?
I can play a song.
Tell me what to sing, Doug.
Sing Bank Robber by The Clash.
Bank Robber by The Clash?
Bank Robber by The Clash.
And The Law won.
I fought The Law.
I think I have that
law
in here, actually. But...
I fought The Law.
All right, never mind. Anyway, understand what your Swiss banks agreed to pay $1.25 billion as restitution to Holocaust survivors to settle claims for their assets.
Nineteen fifty-two. 1957. 1998. Oh,
wow. Took him a while.
Do you have the Godfather theme?
Of course I
Wait,
do.
Wait, I've
I
got
have
it.
The
I've
Godfather.
Got it right here.
All right.
I've
oh,
got
you've
it.
You've got the Godfather
yes,
theme?
I do.
Okay.
That works. On this day, what year, Whitey Bulger was found guilty on 31 of 32 counts and was found to have been involved in 11 murders.
Whoa. 2000. Do you know who that even is?
Yeah, oh, man. I got this.
Gosh. Oh, he was locked up in chains forever.
No one could change it except for you. That happens in prison.
It does.
Okay. 2002.
2013.
Oh, whoa. That just happened.
All right, I got the number one song for today.
Ah!
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, dude. Okay.
This is Richard Marx, right?
Oh, no.
Brian Adams.
Brian Adams? Okay.
Brian Adams.
Oh.
The Pride and Joy of Canada.
Even better.
Dude, come on. This is from Robin Hood.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. This is the one from Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's think about it then.
I was going to say 88 immediately, but I have to think about it.
I don't know. I think it was a little later than that. I think it was early 90s. But you say 88. I'm going to say 92.
Mm-mm. Okay, I'll stick with 88.
Number one movie? Song.
Yeah, for the movie. It's from the movie Robin Hood.
On this day.
Wait.
93.
1991.
Ah!
Today is Middle Child Day. It's Sewing Machine Day. It's Vinyl Record Day.
Yeah.
It's World Elephant Day. And it is International Left-Handers Day. But most importantly, it is Mateo's birthday!
We got a great show for you today. I'm excited.
Yep.
New Music Tuesday, making a triumphant return. We've got 49 songs to get to today.
It's going
to
be a long day.
So we'll be doing that. Of course, question of the day, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll figure out what we want to ask you at some point, for sure. We're going to run away and eat donuts now.
Woo-hoo!
Because that's how we do, because it's Mateo's birthday.
Hooray!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Hello, hello. Let's do some B-Day traffic report. Right now, the only thing that is popping up is just the construction, I-25 in Paseo. And we have a roadway reduced to two lanes because of construction, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. It's the most exciting traffic report ever. Everyone is excited. That's all.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
That was cool. Traffic also made safer by our buddy who dropped off
some donuts.
That was awesome.
He dropped off donuts for us and donuts.
Thank
We're
you.
We're really excited about him.
Yes.
Huge fan of this.
We can't say his name on the air, but thank you. Thank you, friend. You know who you are.
Speaking of exciting news, today is your birthday!
Today is my birthday!
I posted a photo.
It's just my birthday, not yours.
No.
It is my birthday!
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Everybody loves me!
Here's what I want to know. I posted a Teo photo.
Teo!
To Static?
Yeah.
Let me refresh.
Static's Facebook page. Get there.
Let me. Yeah.
I want to know your favorite Mateo moment on Team Awesome Morning Party. I've got a few.
You do?
Yeah. I've got a few. Speaking of favorites, people are really, really excited.
Buddies. Just buddies. Like. Can that, the title of that photo is Just Buddy.
Yep. It's awesome. Chicken
Wait,
fries.
It's Just Buddies, not Kissing Friends. That's
what?
The name of the photo.
Okay. Now you have to go to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio to see what we're talking about. Posted a photo from a photo shoot a while back when we were, you know, being famous and stuff. Doing a photo shoot.
There we go.
We look like we belong on Duck Dynasty or...
Don't you put that on me.
We're like Southern Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies? Yeah, should I change it to that?
No!
Bosom Buddies, no, not Kissing Friends.
Bosom Buddies was the show with Tom Hanks and the dude from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show.
It sounds extreme. It sounds like it's a little bit too much.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mentioned excitement. It's your birthday. Favorite things. Well, Burger King is bringing back a favorite, allegedly.
Oh.
Chicken fries.
Chicken fries?
Did you ever eat chicken fries?
Nope.
I don't even know what these are. They are exactly what they sound like. Long, thin strips of white meat chicken shaped like French fries. I guess Burger King rocked them back in 2005, took them off the menu in 2012, and people were pissed.
Oh, they were
so pious. Well, everybody's cries have been heard. Their faith has been rewarded.
Yay!
Chicken fries returned to the menu this week. I guess they wanted to serve up chicken nuggets that fit in a car cup holder.
Hey!
Sauces and all, so they made chicken fries. Apparently someone started a Twitter and Tumblr account dedicated to chicken fries when they disappeared. Oh, man.
Have I told you the dumbest thing I'm a part of on Facebook? Other than Facebook itself?
Yeah, no.
The Surge Movement.
Oh, gosh.
Guys, search for it.
This is perfect because this is exactly what I wanted to ask.
Yes, Doug, become part of the Surge Movement. It's on Facebook. It's a movement.
Oh, man.
It's a movement, Doug.
Is Surge not around or what?
Surge, the soda.
Yeah.
You remember. Okay, yeah. In the 90s, kids, there was a soda put out by the Coca-Cola Corporation called Surge.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It had way more caffeine than you're supposed to have. But not like, it wasn't like Jolt Cola, the cola from Hackers.
Jolt.
It wasn't like that. It was Surge. So think of like Mountain Dew on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Surge was. Here's the thing though, if you drank too much Surge, like if I did, my stomach would start hurting. And eventually, they pulled Surge amidst rumors that it was, like, eating the lining of people's stomachs.
Oh,
I remember
my
that.
Gosh!
That wasn't true. That was, like, an urban legend. So maybe other people got tummy aches. But
how do you know?
Dude. No. If that would have been the case, it would have been the blight of the Coca-Cola Corporation.
Yeah.
Except for the whole
new
cocaine in the original recipe thing.
Repicy. Yeah.
Yeah, so Surge was awesome. There is an entire movement dedicated, like thousands of people on Facebook, to bringing Surge back.
See, the funny thing is on this one, people are wondering if the CEO of Burger King isn't actually behind this because they don't know who started the Twitter and Tumblr accounts dedicated to making it return.
Yes.
But the CEO of Burger King is an actual member of the millennial generation, big old Twitter and Facebook and whatnot person. Oh my gosh, this is real.
So, Surge Movement. Look at this. please make a product request. They have Coca-Cola's like business numbers, their social media emails. They put up a billboard right outside of the Coke headquarters.
Nope.
Pretty awesome.
I don't know that. I don't know. I don't know that I'd. Ugh. Surge?
Surge.
Of all the things to bring back Surge.
Did you ever have Surge?
I did. That's when you said Mountain Dew on steroids, that's all I could think of. And I preferred Mountain Dew then.
Oh, no.
I just, no.
Surge was so good.
So good.
So good.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Well, you never know. Burger King is bringing back chicken fries.
Chicken fries.
Because of the outcry, and or possibly because they secretly just did it themselves and wanted to bring it back, because that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You're part of the Surge movement. Now I have to come up with what I wanted to be part of.
You want to be part of Clear Pepsi.
No, the first thing I thought of was CW Post, and nobody even knows what that is.
No, nobody knows.
CW Post. It was a Post cereal from when I was a kid, and it was like a granola cereal. It was my dad's favorite cereal.
Yeah?
It was the best.
The best?
And so I would eat that regularly.
Let me Google this.
CW Post. It was a cereal.
C?
Uh-huh.
W?
Yeah.
Not SCW.
No.
CW Post.
Yeah.
Cereal.
Yeah!
There's also a CW Post lacrosse and baseball.
CW Post cereal. When I was a kid, that was my jam. CW Post!
There it is. Look at it, Steve-O.
Oh,
look into your past. Stare at it. Okay. Let's read a quick Wikipedia entry about CW Post.
Here we go. All right.
Perfect.
Tell us!
Was a granola-type breakfast cereal introduced in the U.S. and A. by General Foods in July 1974.
Ah, yes.
It was named after C.W. Post, the founder of the Postum Cereal Company that later became General Foods. The cereal company unit was later sold off and is now Post Foods.
Hmm.
It followed the debut of other granola cereals by major U.S. cereal manufacturers in the early 70s. Heartland Natural Cereal, Quaker 100% Natural Granola, Country Morning, Nature Valley.
Come on. Sounds...
The cereal was available with or without raisins.
Without.
And its sugar content by weight was 27.8% and 24.8%, respectively.
So that's probably
so why. If you had raisins... Yeah, rockin'.
Dude, that was a serious amount of sugar.
Yes, it was. In the middle range of popular cereal brands at the time, it was discontinued in 1994.
20 years ago.
Wow.
Okay.
The TV commercials were known for a few unique characteristics. The scene of a long table at a farm with family members clapping, a repeating beat, also because the suggested serving size was a fourth of a cup. The commercial accurately portrayed a paltry amount of cereal being poured into the awaiting bowl. A fourth of a cup is it?
Dude.
That's all?
An analysis published in 1979 put the sugar content at 29%.
Booyah. That's what I'm... Man, CW Post sounds like the best cereal ever. Forget Frosted Flakes. Forget Trix. Forget Fruity Pebbles.
And it was a granola cereal. It was supposed to be... The best part is when I was a kid, I was like, dude, I'm a huge fan of granola. And now it's all like, hey, check out my hippie granola stuff. And then you're like, this isn't granola. This doesn't taste right.
This is what happened. This is what happened. Granola cereals were taken off. And the guy, the head of Post, was there. They were like, dude, we've got to catch up.
Yeah.
This whole healthy crap is catching on.
Yep.
We need a granola cereal. So the kid, the new guy at Post comes in and he goes, guys, I've been working on this. I've been hoping to attain my dreams with this cereal, this natural granola. And he hands it to the guys and he goes, this tastes like crap. You know what it needs? This. And the dude picked up two cups of sugar and just went, dump, in one bowl. And went, now that's cereal. That's what I'm talking about. And that's how you got CW Post.
It was my favorite when I was a kid. The funny thing is, I thought it was a healthy cereal until 8 seconds ago.
Yeah, you did.
When I found out it was 29.
It was really good for you. It was really, really... Oh!
It was granola!
This is why I'm diabetic!
Oh, man. All right, there you go.
So what's the question? What is it? What's your favorite...
Burger King is bringing back chicken fries.
What's one nostalgic food...
That has to come back.
Yeah, that you would
bring
back.
I do miss Crystal Pepsi. That was always
cool.
Crystal
Pepsi was cool.
In the bottle. Yep. In the bottle. Like, it had this glass bottle. It was awesome. One nostalgic thing that needs to come back. Apparently, if you cry hard enough, it will make a return. thanks to such things as chicken fry Twitter accounts that bring back things to Burger King. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Give us your thoughts. Steam Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
What's going on?
Well, I don't think there are any accidents to report, but it does look like the construction at I-25 in Paseo is getting very congested right now. Good luck with that. Also, there's police activity at Griegos Road at La Cienega Street. How do you say that?
That's good.
Police activity there and construction. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. Be careful out there. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee shop right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Six, nine, and welcome to Tuesday. Whoa, I hit the wrong button! Gosh, I just keep hitting the wrong thing. Wait,
okay.
What?
Whoa, wait a minute. Stop your talking. Stop whatever you're doing. We have
is this
to
your
sing
favorite
Mateo
thing?
Happy birthday.
Favorite
because
thing.
Favorite thing.
It's his birthday, which is awesome.
Birthday.
So we're,
it's my birthday.
Let's do it. Ready?
It's my
one,
birthday.
Two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Today. Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Mateo!
Afternoon, Swiss.
Yeah, left. Everybody now!
Okay. All right.
Happy birthday to you! Yeah!
So good!
Awesome! It was so awesome!
That was so great!
Okay, I think I'm done now. I think you guys can go back to whatever you're doing, talking.
This is the part in a text where there would be ellipses. Dot, dot, dot.
That's right.
Who does she sound like? She sounds like
she
a cartoon
character.
She sounds
like those stupid guys.
There would be ellipses.
That's the guys in the birthday cards. They're little purplish or pink and green guys or whatever. You open the birthday card and they're like, ah!
Yeah.
You're like, ugh.
Oh, these guys.
Oh, these guys are so obnoxious.
I love these guys, but why are they here?
Little did you know, afternoon girl Celeste from 3 to 7, she voiced those characters.
She did. She gets paid the big bucks.
She really does. Well, today is the final day of summer for most people.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That really was a bummer for me back in high school. Because, well, when I was in elementary school, we didn't go back till late August, early September.
Okay.
But then, as I grew,
yeah.
The school date crept closer and closer to my birthday until finally in high school, it was like August 12th was the first day of school every year.
Yeah.
And it was the worst. It was like, oh, it's my birthday. We get to go back.
Hey,
so it's like, everybody's dressed up for my birthday.
And at least that means you probably got cupcakes or something for your birthday. Mine's
no!
Like smack dab middle of July. I never got a cupcake for my birthday. Like, last day of school, it was like, all right, now let's have some crappy old cupcakes for everybody whose birthday
Man,
this summer.
Cupcakes,
like, that's
cool.
Me! She's talking about me! She's talking about all the cupcakes are already gone! Tony's birthday is in September! Oh, why does he have man. A cupcake?
I
hated it. I hated it because yeah. I always had that day. The end of the year when it was like, all right, the bulk birthday celebration.
You got Costco or bulk birthday.
That
That's
was
so
the
funny.
Worst.
Gross birthday. If your birthdays take place in the months of May, June, July, then come on up.
Yeah.
There's 20 of you.
Yeah.
That's sad. I'm sorry, buddy.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
You know, yours is in the summer too. Depending upon when it was.
It's weird for me because usually, I think for the past like 4 or 5 years, I've been on tour on my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, oh, you know who else's birthday it is today? Matt Thiessen.
Oh, cool.
He and I share a birthday.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, he's like 2 years older, or 3 years older than me. 2 or 3 years older than me.
Matty T from
Matty
Reliant
T. K. And so the cool thing was, a couple years ago when we toured with Reliant K, we were telling each other happy birthday. And I was like, Matt Thiessen told me happy birthday.
Stop it.
You told me happy birthday.
Speaking of telling you happy birthday, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We have two different questions for today. Because the first one is simple. What's your favorite Mateo moment from Team Austin Morning Party? And of course, it got flooded. So that you can read that later if you want, you know, just to keep you happy.
I've already read it.
You've already read all of them?
Yes.
Okay.
That means more people need to comment.
Other question. People are getting excited, apparently, about Burger King's chicken fries.
Chicken fries!
It just doesn't sound appetizing to me at all. But apparently there was such a outcry when they got rid of them that they decided to bring them back. So we asked, what's something that you would love to have an outcry in hopes that it comes back? You are actually on a surge.
The surge movement.
Surge movement.
Everyone, the surge movement is the best thing that has ever happened to Facebook. Surge movement is dedicated to reaching out to Coca-Cola and saying, hey, Coke, guess what? Surge, best thing you ever did. Guess what? You took it away. Guess what? Bring it back.
Gross. No.
Surge movement consists of thousands of people who are dedicated to the cause of bringing Surge back to the shelves, back to the machines, back to your hands.
Let's pretend like Coke and Pepsi walked up to you and they said, all right, Teo, here's the deal. It's your birthday. You can only have one.
Yep.
We'll either give you a Surge or a Crystal Pepsi.
Oh.
You can only have one, and it's for you to drink on your birthday. What would you do?
Dang it. Oh. In selfishness, I would pick Surge.
What?
But if I was feeling
Pepsi,
unselfish,
Crystal Pepsi!
I know. If I was feeling unselfish, I would say, well, my friend Steve-O really likes Crystal Pepsi.
Which is funny, because I think I got sick every single time I drank Crystal Pepsi, because it was sugar.
Yeah.
Gosh, it was so much sugar.
Surge was the better drink. Look, Surge Movement has 120. I was reading them individually. 128,208 likes.
Does Crystal Pepsi have like a page where it's like, bring back Crystal Pepsi?
Let's see.
Yeah, right.
No, New Mexico. It doesn't.
Oh, we'll find out. 505-338-3700. 3,000 people. Static.
Hey, it's Robin from Pop.
Hey.
Hey. I know y'all keep talking about food and Burger King, but I know what I would have an outcry for to bring back. A Republican president.
Did you really feel like this was the best opportunity?
Yes, it was, because that was amazing.
That's funny. It's nostalgic.
Oh,
it's got a nostalgic attachment.
It's got nostalgia. It's true. That was my favorite comment of the morning
so far. We were going for food, drinks, or snacks.
No, this is the
but
best.
She said presidential candidate.
Thank you so much, because that was my favorite comment so far.
Well, I'm from Lee County. We're Oldfield. My family owns Oldfield, and we need a Republican president.
There you go. Oil. Republican president.
Drill, baby, drill, right?
Right.
That was the best. You were my favorite. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, bye. That was awesome. Woo! Yeah! Bringing it back. Live radio is my favorite thing in the universe.
There's so much. So much.
Oh, you know what I want to bring back? Our jobs after we get fired.
You know what's nostalgic to me?
What?
I don't have
any. A country founded on biblical principles.
That's right.
1776.
Man, that's crazy.
That was awesome. My favorite.
You know what we need? I know y'all talking about food. We need a Republican president.
Oh.
What else do we need in that vein? Oh,
let
I don't
me tell
care.
Y'all what we
she
need.
She opened the floodgates.
We need MySpace.
Oh, man.
Bring back the MySpace.
NSYNC. I know that's probably Mitch's answer. Mitch would say NSYNC. Bring back NSYNC.
See, we're trying to keep this nostalgia thing kind of like steered in a certain direction because it could go any... Now we're going to have... You know what I wish people would bring back? Dino Riders, the cartoon. That's what I wish. You know what I wish they'd bring back? What? Little toy guns that look like real guns in stores.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to start going, oh no.
Phone lines are now jammed.
You know what? I wish they'd bring back dinosaurs.
Oh, man. Fantastic. I'm going to the phone line.
Go it.
Static.
Go it.
Hey, guys. It's SB.
SB.
Oh, what do you know?
happy birthday, Mateo.
Thanks.
Actually, on your birthday and not the day before.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I was going to do a fun birthday thing for you, but I totally ran out of steam last night.
Instead, you just got me an excuse.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Oh, there will be something. You just wait.
Ah, you just wait.
Wait for it, Matthew. Surge, one of my favorite drinks.
Yeah!
Back in the day. But I remember going to summer camp at Guadalupe Christian Camp.
Yeah.
And it was me, my sister, and then a few kids from the youth group and our youth leader. And we had, like, several cases of Surge in the back.
Oh, no.
And we got trashed on Surge on the way there and then on the way back. I don't think I slept.
Gosh. Yeah, see, that's O-S-B. It. I can't. I just feel itchy. You telling that story makes
that
me freak
good.
Out.
That sounds
my
awesome.
My skin's crawling. That's too much sugar. It's disgusting.
It was awesome. Man. Surge had a weird flavor, but I liked it.
Yeah, it did. The flavor was kind of like extreme.
It was like acidic, like extreme, battery dude. Acid. It was like this weird copper flavor.
Yeah.
No!
You could feel your organs dying when you were drinking
gosh.
It.
That's the 90s.
Gosh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, SB. Oh, man. Amazing. 505-338-3700. Static!
Good morning. Mine's not a food either.
Okay.
Awesome.
I want the brightness switch for the lights in your car to go back on the floor. Because what else does your left foot do?
Okay. I got to be honest with you. I've never heard of that.
What?
What?
Never heard of a light switch on the floor.
Oh, I'm old.
There was a light switch on the floor?
That's crazy.
You would put your dimmers and your brights back on with a little pedal on the floor.
Oh, that's cool.
Man, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Because then you can like hold a drink because your foot could work the switch.
That's amazing.
Now I really feel old that neither of you have heard of that.
Hey.
It's all right.
I turned 31 today.
Yeah, I just started driving like 3 weeks ago, so I don't.
I could probably be your mother. That's
all right.
I did have a
68
Camaro that had that.
Yeah! Cool. See, here's the thing. Well, My first car was a 65 Mustang, and I don't remember that. So,
what?
You know, yeah.
You had to have it.
Okay.
You had to.
Maybe
all
it
right.
Did.
Have
I'm
a great
sorry.
Week.
Thank you!
Bye.
Bye. See, I don't remember. Hey, you know what I'd bring back if I could bring back anything from childhood?
What's that?
Michael Jackson.
Dang, dude.
I'd bring back Michael Jackson. I'd bring back the Republican Party. I'd bring back... No. Never mind.
Me being from the South, there's tons of stuff I'd bring back, but if I said it out loud, I'd be killed.
Nope.
Oh, I'm not going there.
Oh, my goodness.
We got to take a quick break. Bringing it's almost
it
8 o'clock.
It is.
You realize we got New Music Tuesday right around the corner?
Man, you know what I really would bring back if I could?
What?
And not...
If you say Robin Williams, I'm going to start crying, so don't do it.
Buddy, no. It's too soon for that.
Okay.
It'd be too soon
I was
going
to, like, freak.
I mean, even Jesus waited 3 days. If I could bring anything back, I would bring dinosaurs back. Straight up. We're going to go to commercial now. My buddy's cry laughing. There's a lot of emotion swimming around in the studio.
Oh, my God.
Can that be a commercial?
Yes.
Or is that too offensive?
It's too offensive.
It's the awesome morning party.
Now.
Static.
It's a time
for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, it is time. New Music Tuesday. Making a triumphal return to the 8 o'clock hour. Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Summer's over. We're getting back to business.
Summer's over, and now the fall is here.
Yes.
And by fall, I mean you're going to fall down.
I'm going to trip you.
Facebook.com/MySatic Radio. That's our Facebook page. If you haven't liked us yet, please get there. Do so. We are 13 people away from 6,000.
If the Surge movement can have 128,000 likes,
gosh,
why doesn't Static... Oh, it's because we don't have that many people that like us in general. We need more than
that. We need more than that.
Guys, we need more friends. We do. We need more people. Well, it's because we have more listeners than that. I know we do.
Of course.
Like, statistically, factual information.
We have more listeners than 5,987.
Yeah, we ain't some kind of dumb thing.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. Get there. Like us. Hang out with us, because now it's time to share some music. It's New Music Tuesday, a segment we do every single week where we focus on brand new music that has been sent to us via, man, many different ways.
Yep.
Either it's a local submission, which if you'd like to submit music, you can. MyStaticRadio.com, locals rule section, and give us your MP3, a band bio, or whether it's through a record label or a record rep, somebody who is slinging their music. It could be direct from the band. It could be a listener suggestion. We get a lot of music week in and week out, needless to say. Man, are you ready?
Yo, I'm... Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite comics in the world. It's called Swamp Thing. And it was the basis for this first song. You see... Never mind. I can't even do it. I can't
I
even
just
do
want
it.
You guys to
I
know.
I just saw the title of the song and I was like, wait, what?
I just want you to know I've tagged the band.
Okay.
So you remember that.
All right. Give us your thoughts on this one. This comes from a band called Piercing the Darkness. The song is Swamp Jesus.
Swamp Jesus.
That is the oddest title for a song I've heard
this
in a long time.
This is the best title ever.
Okay.
Prepare.
Well, here we go. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Hang on, listen.
Oh, we're in a swamp.
We in a swamp, man.
It's like the beginning of Pirates of the Caribbean on the ride, where you can see everything going on.
That's right.
Getting ready. We're getting ready for a ride.
Let's do this.
The ride's called Piercing the Darkness.
Yeah.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Sometimes you just gotta intervene.
Swamp Jesus! Yeah, this
song's
is
called
our
Swamp Jesus.
This is our act of intercession.
Yes,
not
man.
Only for you.
What?
But, yeah.
Did he just.
He scratched.
I didn't know that.
He's
was
scratching,
scratching,
baby. We got a harmonica. We have swamp sounds.
This is one of those examples where, you know, a lot of times people go, man, I just wish that there was more Christian music, and I wish you guys would play more stuff that's like more directly centered to this.
Can,
is
can
what
we,
you get.
Can we start it over? No, and I have a purpose this. For real.
Yeah,
start
I mean,
it over.
Sure.
There's a reason that I want to start it over. Tell me if I'm hearing this bass lick wrong.
Okay.
What I don't get. When you record a song professionally, your producer has a dude, either he does it, or, and not just dude, a girl, of course, or whatever. But there's somebody, there's an editor. And even if you can't get something right, the editor can go in and fix things with
right.
a computer.
Right.
Listen to this bass lick. Hang on. It's
right
all
here,
good.
Right?
It's
okay.
All good. Till right now.
I know who I am.
That's wrong. That's a mess up. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out.
It's like he got nervous.
I want you guys to know, I listened to that part like 20 times trying to figure out if there was something I was missing. It was like, wait, is he just doing like this weird off-time thing where it's actually right and it just sounds wrong but it's right? No, it's wrong. And they left it in there. And then they sent it out to the radio.
I'm sorry, Teo.
I just don't get it.
I know.
I would have been like, no, we'll make it simpler if I can't play it right.
Do you think they were going for a Primus thing? Because that's the first thing I thought of, and then Doug walked in and said, Primus. I'm like, yeah.
Primus?
Yeah. It sounds like a really bad Primus.
Yeah, Primus does it correctly.
Yes. Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's New Music Tuesday. What do the people think about this song? Do I even need to ask?
No, you don't.
Okay.
I do want to say, Celeste texted in to said she wanted everybody to know to say that this is her favorite song ever that she's ever heard.
She made a really solid point.
Yeah, she did.
She said, I'm convinced this is how the world sees Christians. And it's true, because a lot of times when you hear the term Christian music, this is what you get. And so,
what?
Nothing. All right, we got to keep it going. We got a lot of music to get to today.
Cool. We do.
So,
and we'll have to find a way to make it happen.
We will. We'll keep it going. This next band, they're called Scarlet White.
That's right.
The song is Wake the King. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Song's called Wake the King, and I'm pretty sure that woke everyone.
That was heavy.
Not just the king, but like neighbors three states away.
So, it was hot in there.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about it.
Okay, Thebe says, come on, pick a genre. Lest there be any confusion, that's a no.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure.
Bill says, if this were 1998, yes.
Okay.
Joe the Nanny says, okay, this is better. A little bit hardcore for my taste, but I think I like it mostly because the last song was so bad.
Okay.
Anyway, I can dig it. Penelope says, dig.
All right. We got a phone comment. Static.
Hello.
Hey, so that last song, I think I've heard that intro somewhere before. Have you guys ever heard live Lachini's Juice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's that intro. But
that's funny.
I definitely like it. I'll give it a dig. I think they got a lot of potential.
There you go. Right on, man. Thanks for the call. There you go. He just referenced live.
Now, look.
Ed Kowalczyk.
That was a good critique.
I know, right?
Because it was even. He was like, yeah, they're totally ripping off this band.
Yeah.
But it was okay because they got potential.
Yeah.
Like
all
that.
Right.
That was even Steven.
Keeping it going. We got a lot of music to get to. We got some Kai Kai on the way,
yes.
Some Judah and the Lion,
yes.
Some Culture Shocks,
oh.
Including one from Keen, and a brand new track from a band that you are a fan of, I would say.
Me and Doug! Me and Doug!
Final song from the Civil Wars. They released their final track, so we'll get to that as well. A lot of music for New Music Tuesday today. So that's all coming up. But first, tell us a little bit about this band.
This band... it's a solo artist. His name is Noel or Noel. I'm not sure. Our boy Quint, Maria's husband.
Yeah.
Quint suggested this. So the voice of the guy, kind of a the national sound, kind of along those lines.
Okay.
So check it out.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static! Noel, Crime and Religion. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. What do the people have to say about this jam?
Here's the problem. I just posted it.
Oh, no!
It's because I was trying to find his Facebook.
Okay. All right. Okay. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Well, you can tell us what you think about that one and this next one.
Oh.
Slow down, y'all. Slow down.
Slow down now.
A band in Kansas, brand new stuff. It's called Slow It Down. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah.
Rolling through New Music Tuesday with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static! A band in Kansas. Slow it down.
There you are.
Hey, good morning. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to New Music Tuesday, our biggest segment of the week that happens every week from 8 to 9 o'clock, sometimes 9:30.
It's one of our favorites because we get the most listener interaction that we ever get ever during the show every week.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's cool because school's back in. We've been talking about bringing it back to 8 o'clock all summer long. It's pretty great that it's here at 8 o'clock now.
Yeah.
All right, what do the people have to say about New Music Tuesday and this song?
Bill says, I like the Rick Astley drum feel, so I'll never give up on this.
Never gonna give you up. I'm gonna love you, Doug. I'm gonna love you, Doug, and hurt you.
Why would you love Doug and hurt him?
What?
Why would you do that? Why
tough
would you love?
It's a tough love. Brian says, love me some AK. Thebe says, whoa, it doesn't sound like AK. I like it. Alicia digs it. Joel the Nanny says, this one got my head bobbing. I like it.
There you go. Dig it or bury it. That's the format here. It's New Music Tuesday, playing all the new music that we receive throughout the week from record labels or listener requests. Or even just various ways, like, I don't know, directly from the band, from band friend. So let us know what you think about it, because, you know, we got a lot of new music week in and week out, and not all of it can make it to rotation.
Right.
So
check this out. This next song, speaking of a band in Kansas, Nick, the bass player from a band in Kansas, has become part of this band.
Really?
The Notionaries. They're a new band. I think they're from Oklahoma City.
All right.
They were going to be playing with us and House Heroes in a couple of weeks, but they can't do it because... AK still
Wait, with
on tour.
Us and House of Heroes. You are House of Heroes.
Us in House of Heroes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Probably.
As I said, they're going to be playing with us and House of Heroes.
No,
and I'm
us
like,
and House of Heroes.
Wait, really?
No.
Oh.
Come on, man. Hey, a guy can dream, right? No.
Hey, you know, Jet Sky from Rio, he said that earlier this morning. We're talking about things that you would bring back from childhood that you miss. And he said, Waverly.
From childhood. Let me ask Seth real quick. Seth, do you want to bring Waverly back? Wait, he just texts back. I'm too busy. Who is this? Oh.
Oh.
I don't think he has my number anymore.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
The Notionary song is called Excited Eyes. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. The Notionaries, Excited Eyes, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about the song.
All right.
Yeah.
See, I wish that song would have come out 2 months ago at the very beginning of summer.
I know!
Actually, both of those songs, but they both came out last week.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. Crystal says, I know, I like it. Casey says, super dig. Bill says, I like, so happy birthday, Maddie. Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Thebe says, clapping in crowd. Hayes, rhyming hell and shell, dig. Caleb says, loving it. Joe the Nanny says, this is fun. I can dig it. Dave England says, digs.
There you go. That's all cool. Right. Well, check it out. We got a culture shock. This one coming from Keen. And this was a listener suggestion, right?
And not just any listener. Our bud, Robo Steve.
Robo Steve sent in this request. The song is called Day Will Come. Check out the lyrics. Tell us what you think about it. And, of course, you can find out more about our culture shock section at mystaticradio.com/culture shock. Robo Steve, this one's for you.
Woo-woo!
The band is King. The song is Day Will Come. It is a listener-suggested culture shock.
That's right.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Come, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah,
not
a brand new song, but from their latest album.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us what you think. A listener suggestion, Robo Steve.
Robo Steve, my boy.
Dude.
Thebe says, meh. Bill Peterson says, he sings like a girl, so happy birthday, Maddie.
It's Bill. Good to see everybody so amped on it.
Dave says, I digs this too.
Okay.
Luke says, Keen's got some great older stuff, not so crazy about this new tune. But he also liked it, so I don't know.
All right. Well,
no.
So impromptu, here's the deal. We were slated to be rocking our favorite segment, New Music Tuesday.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we have to run away to this meeting that we didn't even realize we had to be a
part
of.
We didn't know.
This is how live radio works, people. Welcome to it. So we're here. We're hanging out with you, but we've got to go take care of this.
Yep.
In the meantime, we had a crazy, crazy, crazy announcement. If you are brand new to Static Radio or you haven't heard the news about Five Iron Frenzy, rad announcement and something amazing. In fact, tickets go on sale this Friday for it. So we thought in the meantime we would air this.
Mm-hmm.
It's our fantastic interview with Reese Roper. It is New Music Tuesday and, you know, brand new Five Iron.
they'll probably be coming through here very soon. In fact, they are.
They are.
It's the big announcement. I just ruined the first like 2 minutes, but you know.
Tickets go on sale August 15th.
That's right.
Now, if you're a Static Fanatic and you checked your email, you might have seen that you got something a little early.
Yeah. And a link.
Yeah, you got
for
a link
pre-sale.
To where you could do a pre-sale. That's just one of the perks of being a Static Fanatic.
That's right.
Now that we're doing shows again.
Yeah.
That's something that a Static Fanatic can expect to happen every time Static Radio has a show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Including if we were to ever bring back a certain festival, the same thing would happen. So if you're interested in only getting something in it for you, That's your ticket to being a Static Fanatic.
Absolutely. There it is. So coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we will come back to... We still have like 9 songs to get to.
We have a bunch of music.
So we need to get to it, that's for sure. We will do that in the 9 o'clock hour. In the meantime, check it out. Reese Roper, 5 Iron Frenzy with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O and Mateo with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have been teasing this for some time. The announcement of announcements... And how to set it up. We have on the phone a dear friend. He is excited. This band has not been in Albuquerque in like a decade. In fact, man, a lot of stuff going on. Do we just let it out of the bag immediately?
I don't know. I've seen enough of them to make anybody sick.
And of course, we are talking about the one, the only, Petra!
Petra! What's up, Petra?
Hey, man, on the phone.
I am Petra.
John Schlitt from Petra.
What's up, dude? What's it like being John Schlitt? There's tons of jokes you can make.
I used to be in a band called Head East. I joined Petra. Craig Volt left.
You actually know about Petra. Gosh, I know nothing about Petra.
Tell him who it is.
Never say dinosaur, all right?
This is Reese Roper.
Reese Roper from 5 Iron Frenzy. I got to be honest, man. It's about freaking time.
Frenzy, I also have to say, never say dinosaur.
It is about time you guys are coming to Albuquerque because you've promised for like 9 years.
Well, it's a slight exaggeration, but you know. It's been a while. And you guys were like, dude, when we get back together... We're going to play Albuquerque, like, right away. You guys have had, like, 3 new records already. I'm just kidding.
Don't let him be mean to you, Reese. Don't let him do it.
Don't.
I just never get to talk to him enough, so, you know.
Out loud.
So, 5 Iron Frenzy, you guys are doing an all Breakfast Club soundtrack tour. What's it like doing only 80s hits from John Hughes movies on the road?
Oh man, it's a dream come true.
Yeah.
It goes over just about everybody's heads.
Right.
The 4 people in the crowd that it touches, it really means a lot.
What you need to do is start a new segment, and it's you know, for those that don't know John Hughes, you'll call it Hughes Clues. And,
my gosh.
There will be.
How did you make that up? He made that up right now.
Blue character like Avatar, except a dog, right? And it gives you these clues throughout the show.
Good grief.
Man, I am coming up with gold right now.
He's giving you gold.
You should be recording this.
I really should be. For future reference.
Maybe we are somewhere.
Oh, finally. Okay. September 17th, it's a Thursday, or is it the 18th?
It's the 18th. Whatever. It's a Thursday.
It is a Thursday.
It's the 18th. Good grief.
September 18th, it's a Thursday, and we couldn't be more excited, because truly, 5 Iron Frenzy, you guys are playing Albuquerque, Lobo Theater, and not only that, but we thought, how could we make this more nostalgically cool? Let's talk about the fact that the Echoing Green and 5 Iron Frenzy are playing a show together. When was the last time that happened?
It was 1997.
Joey had glow sticks still. Chrissy had those crazy JNCO pants that like were 17 sizes too big for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. A lot has changed.
I hope that happens.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
We'll get her some JNCOs. We'll get Joey some glow sticks. It's got to happen. The Echoing Green and 5 Iron Frenzy. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Got.
I mean, we'll make it happen. Okay, but really, Five Iron Frenzy. It's going down in Albuquerque. Reese, talk about what it's been like reuniting with your band, because, man, it's been magical
it's
and
been
wonderful,
really
right? Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. it's been really good. It's like, I don't think any of us really thought it would happen.
Yeah.
And it did, and it's been, you know, very positive. A lot of people coming out to the shows.
Yeah.
And
what's your favorite Albuquerque experience that you can't wait to revisit when you get to ABQ?
Oh, man.
And Frontier's not
favorite
an answer.
Albuquerque experience. We played that amusement park. What is that?
Cliffs.
Called?
Yes.
Albuquerque Land.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
It was Uncle Cliffs at the time.
Uncle Cliffs.
Now it's just called Cliffs. He's no longer an uncle. I don't know what happened there.
His nephew met a tragic demise.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Take down the uncles. Look at it.
Well, let's be honest. When you have an amusement park that's called Uncle Cliffs, you got the creepy uncle
thing
going.
It's already full of carnies.
I'm okay with it just being called Cliffs now.
Good grief.
We were going to have a professional interview.
So what year was it that you guys, what year was it that they played Cliffs?
Oh, man, was that 02? 01.
Nice.
02. Did we say the O?
Okay.
02.
I think it was 02.
It was the early.
It was like 01 or 02.
There was an O in it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it's been a really, really long time since you guys have been in Albuquerque. In fact, I think the last time you played Albuquerque, Jack was a baby, and that's why we couldn't stay. He's turning 11.
Whoa.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Jack will be 11 in October, man. So, you know, it's been a while.
Been a while, but it's good. It's good that it's happening now, especially with the Echoing Green.
Yeah, the Echoing Green and Five Iron in Albuquerque. It's going to be a massive show. Talk about your experiences with these shows, because obviously Five Iron shows are insane in an amazing way. Anything new, anything exciting? What's going on with this tour?
Let me tell you.
Yes.
We had some glow sticks.
Yeah! What about JNCOs?
Wow.
You have JNCO pants on. And did I mention glow sticks?
Yes.
Yeah. We play a lot of hits from This Means War. The other one about fire that came out after that.
The fire?
And then, crap. What is that album of Petra?
Good grief. Okay, listen.
It's on fire.
Reese, I have
a
question.
We go back to the hits, we do the coloring song.
I have a non-Petra.
Red is the color up above that glow. That's the hint.
I have a non-Petra-related question.
Okay, good.
Because, okay. Honestly, I've never listened to Petra, and I don't know what
don't
you guys
either.
Are doing. Yeah. It's an inside joke at this point. I feel super left out. Getting sweaty because it makes me nervous. Listen, did you think that you guys, now, like, I understand there was the big, you know, fan, like, demand for you to come back, and then you do the Kickstarter, and it's, like, record-breaking until freaking Reading Rainbow comes along and ruins your record.
Ruined it.
Right.
Completely.
Thanks, LeVar Burton.
Gosh, what a
you
jerk.
You and your good cause to make kids read better. Jerk. So did you think that the reunion would last this long and be this successful? I mean, you put out a new video last week where you're looking like all, you know, super sexy and serious into the camera.
Wow.
I can see the confidence.
This is how low budget we are. I edited it.
Wow.
That's what I was like. Yo, man, I gotta make myself look sexy.
I'm movie, here I come.
Look at me. Yeah.
How am I gonna do this? That's how I talk to myself in my head.
How am I gonna do this, Reese?
You gotta step up your game, bro.
Let's go get some coffee and work out.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
But did you think that it would be like this huge wave of like awesome? Because you guys have done... You've done tours with the best band ever, House of Heroes.
Yeah, it's a pretty good band.
House of Heroes.
But then you also did, like, Real Big Fish. You were on that big, legit tour.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
So how do you feel?
But did not go to Albuquerque.
I know. Gosh.
Weird.
Multiple bands I want to see.
Yeah.
So you guys have been going on and on and on. And as Teo says, you know, when most bands, let's be honest, when most bands do the reunion show, it's like a decade later. And it's like, hey, guys, we're getting back together. Does anybody care? We're going to do one reunion show, and it's going to sell out. And not only did your first show back in Denver sell out, tickets were insane and sold out immediately, and all the success that has come along with it. Were you expecting it to be this monstrous?
Not at all. I think we're always surprised. It's crazy. We all have jobs and kids and families, so... Like, you know, when we did the Kickstarter, we just couldn't believe it. And they were like, crap, now we got a tour.
Yeah.
This is responsibility.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's cool.
We're excited for you to come to Albuquerque, honestly. Yeah, I can't wait to hang out.
I know that especially Michelle, Mitch.
Yeah.
Mitch is so stoked.
Our midday girl, Mitch, she used to do the morning show with me, and at one point, actually, for Christmas, Reese called in as Justin Bieber's doctor. And, gosh, still one of my favorites.
That's awesome.
From that. Yeah, to surprise her, we were pretending like he was Justin Bieber's doctor, but really it was, you know.
I bet she was like, this is not, no, it's not.
And then she freaked when she realized it was Reese Roper. So it's good,
awesome.
Man. It's going to be really, really exciting to have you in Albuquerque, not just to be hanging out on the morning show, but to play a show here. It's been so long.
Yeah.
So we're really, really looking forward to Five Iron. And, of course, you know, like big shows, tickets aren't even on sale yet. People have to wait now. The anticipation is building.
Tickets will go on sale August 15th.
That is a Friday, August 15th. They will be going on sale, and do not be left behind. Because, gosh, that movie's going to suck.
Nick Cage will be all over you.
Because Nicolas Cage will come find you.
That's right.
He will, like the Declaration of Independence.
He's going to find you this time. You're going to be his national treasure, and he's going to keep you. Forever.
That sounds so terrifying.
In his vault.
Just go to Five Iron, man. That's so much better.
He calls his vault Uncle Cliff's amusement park.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Voldemort.
Stop. Stop. Somebody has to put a tight rein on this conversation, and it's me of all people.
All right.
Now, listen, I have another question, Reese, and this concerns side projects of yourn.
Ooh!
Because there's this website. It's your favorite website. It's called JesusFreakHideout.com.
Yeah.
I have it on good authority that that is your most absolute favorite,
all-time
favorite
is,
website.
It mm-hmm. is.
So
I have a web browser dedicated just to it.
I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. But and it's got third day pictures all in the background. But anyway, you've been in two side projects. Like, I don't know about one of them, but I knew about Roper.
Wait, what about Brave Saint Saturn? What do you mean you didn't know about it?
Okay, I knew about that one. There's another one.
There's a third one?
Called Gorilla something? Rodeo? Gorilla Rodeo?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Jesus Freak Hideout today put out a list, and it was the top 15 one-hit wonders bands that they wish would make another album. And honestly, I went to the list looking to see if Waverly was on it. We're not on it. That's okay. I don't have much of an ego anyway, so why even pretend? But anyway,
right.
Both of those bands were on the list. So number 10, Gorilla Rodeo.
Really?
Yeah, wow. And number 4 was Roper.
Roper was pretty great.
Gorilla Rodeo had Reese, Ethan, John Warren, and the drummer for Ace Troubleshooter.
What?
And Sonny from Five Iron. So all of those guys in the band.
I've never even heard of this
They put
project.
Out an EP that had 3 songs, and that was it.
Reese!
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
When is this going to happen again? And how do I get those songs? I got to find them.
I got to talk to you. I keep trying to talk the other guys into it. Like, come on, we just put together an album.
Ethan Luck will be here at the end of September.
Yep.
We're going to make it happen.
That would be so
Seriously.
Cool.
Ethan will be here at the end of September with Kings of Leon because he's off busy doing real things. And so we're gonna bug him and say, hey, bro, we talked to Reese. Reese says it's a go. What say you?
And then Warren just drives down from Denver.
Yep.
Because he's there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I don't know what happened to their drummer, Josh. I don't know where that guy went.
R.I.P., man.
I don't think anybody knows where Josh is.
He disappeared, but I never met him. I didn't meet John until
I think it's still alive.
He was Reliant K. I never met him, but my morbid friend thinks he's dead, so that's okay.
I mean,
Gosh, if he's dead, this is gonna
be
bad.
Feel like a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh no.
Yeah.
How did you know?
I'm morbid.
All right. Well, what are the chances of a Roper reunion?
Man, that was my favorite band to be in. It was so awesome. But I don't, like, the main thing that bothered me about it was that the record company talked us into naming it Roper.
Oh.
Oh, come on, it was a great.
I hated it.
You loved it, and you played Guns N' Roses songs, and it was my favorite.
We did do that.
I loved it.
We did do that.
Any songs on this tour that are not Five Iron songs that you're allowed to share with us? Do something. You don't have to share.
We were playing Huey Lewis, and I kept messing it up.
What?
So how do you mess that up?
Reese, no more.
What song? What song?
Power of Love.
Oh, come on.
And it was great.
We played the Power of Love.
You can't screw up Power of Love. You can do it.
I can. I did.
Has there ever been a song?
I'm pretty upset.
Has there ever been a song you wanted to cover as Five Iron that you've never been able to because there's 17 members in the band and nobody could agree upon it?
Yes. Every week there's a new cover song that I want to do. It happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Basically, anytime you're in an elevator or a hospital or somewhere where they're playing random 80s music, you're like, oh, this.
King of Wishful Thinking right now.
Right now.
Oh, my gosh. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
King of Wishful Thinking is a staple of our love of that thing known as karaoke. We do it.
Yeah.
You need to come hang out with us for karaoke.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe after the show.
Maybe so.
There you go. You never know. Maybe we'll do some karaoke that night.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That'd be wonderful.
Well, there it is. I think we've made it clear. Five Iron is coming. September 18th.
Yeah.
Lobo Theater. Tickets are going on sale August 15th. People will have a month to get tickets. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be an incredible show. We're really excited that Five Iron is making their way to Albuquerque. It's about freaking time.
It's going
to
be good.
Yeah. We can't wait. Albuquerque was one of our favorite cities ever.
Well, it's about to get even better.
What?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to contend with that. That was. Yeah. All right. Well, there it is. Reese Roper, Five Iron Frenzy, Thursday, September 18th. It's going down here in Albuquerque. We love you, Reese. We can't wait to hang out.
Love you guys.
All right.
Love you.
Have a great Tuesday, because it's Tuesday.
That's right.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday morning. Didn't you know?
Tuesday morning.
We're live on the radio on Tuesday morning when we're announcing this, because that's when we're announcing it.
Totally.
Totally live.
Totes.
Future
totally
looks
live,
bright.
Right,
yep.
Now.
Future
Thank you,
looks
Reese.
Great. So there you go. All right, man. Have a great day.
See you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Later. Reese Roper.
Thank you.
Five Iron Frenzy. It's happening Thursday. Thursday, September 18th.
Yes.
Best worst interview I've ever had in my entire life.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be Five Iron Frenzy plus Echo and Green.
Yeah.
And probably another band.
Yeah. And here's the deal. I have never seen Five Iron Frenzy live.
And it's
so I am so stoked. The one time they were through town, it was with Number One Gun. Seriously, it was like 2003, I think. And Jack was an infant, so we couldn't stay for the show. So him and I did a broadcast live outside before the show. And then it was like, I can't go into the show with you, buddy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Five Iron. Oh, you're breaking up with the crap!
Yep.
So we're excited. Finally get to see Five Iron, first time ever. It's going to be good.
It's going to be way good.
Yeah, there you go. Tickets go on sale Friday, August 15th. Keep it locked, mystaticradio.com, for your chance to, of course, score some tickets. We'll be giving some away on Team Austin Morning Party. But they officially go on sale Friday, August 15th. Mark it on your calendar. And, of course, Five Iron Frenzy, The Echoing Green, Thursday, September 18th at the Lobo Theater. Boom.
Booyah.
Dude, coming up, the ever-elusive New Music Tuesday could happen.
Could it?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, we'll paper, rock, scissors over this bad boy and decide whether or not it shall continue.
Bah!
In the meantime, check out some tasty jams right now.
Yeah.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
It's a talk.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Hello?
Hey.
Is this thing on?
Is this on?
Are you still there?
Is this thing on?
Do you still care?
No.
Hi, guys.
Hey, sorry.
Welcome back to New Music Tuesday. We're here.
We're here.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, we are excited to be here. Sometimes things happen and you can't do anything about it.
It is New Music Tuesday, and we are here with you. If you're just joining us, we apologize for the delay. We have a lot of music to get to. A lot of stuff we need to play.
Yep.
Probably gonna go over, but you know what?
Chicken butt.
At least we're here!
Oh.
Happy birthday, Mateo.
Happy birthday, friend. Wait. It's not your birthday.
No, but that's okay.
It's okay.
That's like when you're at the movie theater and they're like, enjoy your show. And you're like, thanks, you too. And you're like, oh, I mean, like when you go, later, if you're going to the movies, when you see one, enjoy. I hope you enjoy it at a later date. At the later. Okay, I'm going to go see my movie now.
It's okay.
It's New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all the new music. We got a lot to get to, so we're just going to go with it.
Let's do it.
All right. Brand new music from Kai Kai. An artist you know and love. You can get your voice in on this song at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about the music. We'd love to hear from you. It's facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dig it, bury it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Kai, the song is Her. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Oh my gosh.
Gosh, Thebes, I love you!
Oh, we love you guys.
Yeah, so much. You have no idea how much that means to me.
Bill says, so how are the donuts at the weekly staff meeting scheduled during New Music Tuesday, Dig?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Joel the Nanny says, I think I can dig this. Different sound than I normally go for, but okay, yes, I can dig it. And Thebes put up a hilarious picture.
We were on a break! We were on a break!
Oh, my friends, I wish, but that's all. This next track is the new single from Mr. Lecrae.
What?
That's right.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Song is All I Need Is You. It's New Music Tuesday with Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Lecrae, All I Need Is You. Dig it or bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all the brand new songs that are sweeping the radio.
Sweeping the airwaves, bro.
Are we going to sweep it under the rug? Is it going to be gone tomorrow? Or do you want to keep it in rotation? You got to dig it or bury it. Tell us what you think. facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do the people has to say?
Bill says a break should be reserved for when your listening audience is not listening. So happy birthday, Maddie. Oh, and Barry.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I think he's trying to help, but he's making it look a lot worse than it is,
yeah,
Bill.
Totally helping right
Joel
now.
The Nanny says, I thought All We Need Is Love. Now I'm confused. Oh, well, not really a Lecrae fan, so I'm going to Barry. Caleb Coop says, if it's rap, I'm going to be like, nah, man, nah. And Thebes put up a picture from that movie, Breakin'.
Yes!
Which is one of Dave Stovall's favorite movies.
Word. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. We got a bunch of music to get to, so we're going to keep it rolling. This next band is called James and the Drifters. Where'd you find this?
Somewhere.
Boom. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static. James and the Drifters, Cold Wind Blowing on New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio. I love the theme of Thebes
yes.
comments on our New Music Tuesday. Especially since without him, we'd have only a few comments.
That's right. Thanks, guys. Yeah. All of you that were here earlier, we appreciate it.
Miss you guys.
Kai Kai is good. Lecrae, no, this is a keeper. Bill says, it's got a swell beat. So happy birthday, Maddie. TJ says, this song fits in rotation about as well as a 45-minute break during New Music Tuesday.
Man, thanks, everybody.
Joel the Nanny says, are these friends of Isaac the homeless guy? If so, he has some talented friends. I dig it.
Man, speaking of talented friends.
Talented friends.
Or talented not friends.
Oh.
The Civil War has recently announced that they are officially over. They're officially done. They are calling it quits. And they left us with one final song.
Yep.
So this is it. The final track. In fact, we posted a link on how you can acquire it at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah, I think Celeste put that up yesterday.
She did. Yeah. So tell us what you think about it. The final track from the Civil Wars. Dig it. Bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio.
This track is steeped in irony.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
You are my sunshine.
My sunshine.
The Civil Wars, You Are My Sunshine, somehow taking a really happy song and making you really, really, really sad.
Sometimes in this world, that's what happens in
Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about the music.
TJ put up a picture of these guys.
Oh, that was Anderson Silva when he broke his leg.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thieves put up this.
Okay.
This used to be a happy song, not a Civil Wars fan. Take it or leave it. Bill Peterson says, the South surrendered to the North, so happy birthday, Mr. Lott. Oh, and bury this like the North buried the South. Joe the Nanny says, this song is supposed to be cute, but now I can't stop crying.
Yeah.
Why is it so sad?
I agree. That was kind of tragic and terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's kind of like the end of the Civil Wars. Oh, the band was so great. All right. Keeping it going. Judah and the Lion. These guys hailing from the South.
Hey.
Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Their latest song is Rich Kids. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Spend your life trying to make all your money. We don't need your money.
Judah and the Lion, Rich Kids, Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Two things that make that unique. I'm not typically a fan of the whole folksy thing.
Right.
When I first got here, I thought, man, folksy music's cool, but there's a lot of it on Static. Yeah. A lot. And that's just a personal preference. But I totally agree with Stefan, because he says, at first I was like, meh, but that beat, though.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. So you have this band, and they're standing out to me because they have a keyboard in there, like a synth that's doing a wow, wow, wow. And then the beat. That was such a good choice for a beat.
Yeah.
Because it's like that halftime cool groove, and it gives a song like an entire groove that most songs like that do not have.
Yeah.
I loved it. Thought it was super original. That's just my opinion. Let's see what you guys say. Steve-O, what do you say?
I say it was fantastic.
Thank you.
I also say facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yes. Bill says, hearken thine ears. Doth thou play a jubilant melody? Sir Lot of the city of thine duke, accolades to your birth.
Nice.
Thank you, sir. Brian Clayton says, I diggity. I say diggity. iPhone says dignity. Either way, please keep this song on the air.
All right.
Lisa says, totally dig.
Lisa
Joe
in
Nanny.
Iowa.
Yeah. I got derailed. Lisa loves stuff like this. Joe the Nanny says, huh, I guess I can dig it. Alicia says, dig. Thebe says, solid tune. And put a break pad thing.
We were on a break!
Mark says, dig, dig, dig. Walker says, already I can say dig. Stefan says, at first I was like, man, that beat though. And Robin says, I can dig it.
There you go.
Cool.
Speaking of hipsters who love that folky sound.
Wow, wow, wow.
Great band introduced to us first by our boy Steven from Amberlin when he was out here. They got a brand new song. They're called The Last Bison. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Holly booly.
Static. The Last Bison, every time. Static Radio. Good morning.
You guys know what happened to the bison, right?
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
What is this?
Oh, it's a dude with broken fingers.
Lots of breaks in there.
Gosh, yeah, lots of breaks. Alicia, I'm getting what you're putting down, guys.
Just let them do it. They're like little kids and they're getting attention.
All right.
There's your attention, boys. Have fun. Alicia says, nope, I'm good. Brian says, love everything, but the weird chorus might grow on me. Who knows? And Joel the Nanny says, love this band, and this song is really fun. I dig.
There you go. Tell us what you think. We got two more to get to before we wrap up our wonderful show known as Team Awesome Morning Party.
Bye-bye.
Both of them culture shocks, actually.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this one. Oh, Honey.
This is a new band.
Okay.
Recommended by, or they were signed by Fueled by Ramen, which is 21
cool.
Pilots.
Yeah.
Creed. Paramore, not Creed. Quite a few bands that we play on the station. And I think this band could be a next big thing.
Really? Okay.
I do.
All right.
We'll see.
Song's called Be Okay. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Song's called Be Okay, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do the people have to say?
This is the best summation of this song.
Yeah?
Yes. And it won't. There it is. Jessica says, cute song, I'm digging it. That's the best ever.
Yeah.
I wish they would have released that like in May.
Yeah.
It'd be like, yeah, summertime with Doug. Joel the Nanny says, okay, I don't dig the female vocalist, but she is talented, and I like the beat, and the lyrics are really good. It's a fun song. I suppose I can dig this.
But see, Brian echoes what you had to say.
Just heard this the other day. Fun enough song. Would have been another great song to start playing the first day of summer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mark says, me likey. Thebes put up a picture and said, this is pretty good, even with the girl vocals.
Yeah, I liked it. What is it? Can't complain, good enough. I believe we'll be okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't complain about much these days. It says, wait.
Which is great. It reminds me of the fact that we are called to rejoice in the Lord always.
True.
In everything. The secret of being content, you know, having that joy within us. And even when things suck, how can we complain? Because if we believe that things will be okay because God has promised much greater than, we got to rejoice in that.
And I love this line, I'm wide awake, so what's the point of dreaming when your life is great?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, Waverly wrote a song about this called Sleeper.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we get so caught up in our dreams that we miss the blessings and the greatness of the life that God has actually given us.
Right.
Which is a huge temptation when you're in a band because you're like, man, I got to make it. Man, I got to make it. Man, I got to make it. But then getting out of full-time bandhood, you realize that that's in every job.
Right.
I mean, even here at this station, are those lights dimming? Even seriously, it's getting darker in here. Even at this station, we want to take, you know, we have drive to take this thing to the next level, and it's always a temptation, you know, to get caught up in that, get swept up in that feeling.
Get caught
when in reality, when in reality, we have so much right here around us. The people, it's getting brighter now, the people that we're surrounded by, you know, Doug and Mitch and Celeste and Daniel and Maria and Joan and everybody here that believes in this ministry so much. We just had a donation come in this morning
from Austin, Texas. Shout out to Austin, Texas. Thank you guys so much for listening and to the person who submitted that donation. We are a listener-supported station, so it's always amazing when we do get that financial support that we so greatly need. You can find out details about that at mystaticradio.com. Check out how you can be a part of this amazing ministry. Speaking, final song.
Now, this next song I'm so excited about.
Yeah.
It's my birthday song.
Birthday song.
It's dedicated to Doug.
Oh.
Because we love this band.
You
it's
do.
It's their brand new single.
Song is called Selfless by Newfound Glory.
Whoa.
Yeah. Rumor has it they'll be here in September.
Oh, don't say.
Or is it October?
October.
It's October.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Newfound Glory. Song is Selfless.
Yeah.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do the people have to say?
Mark says he likes it. Oh, he changed it. Dang it. Okay, Thieves says, was never really a fan of whiny vocals. Then NFG came out and solidified my stance. Barry! Joe the Nanny says, good song to end on. I really like it. Dig. Brian Clayton says, I mean, it's no Kiss Me, but it's okay. They covered Kiss Me by Sixpence at one
no
point.
No way! Was Sixpence the band I was singing of? They were on Fueled by Ramen, weren't they?
I don't think so.
Ah, who was it?
I don't know.
There's a band that I'm missing.
Well, look it up.
Evanescence.
No. But anyway, oh, Mark says the song makes him want to play a Tony Hawk video game in a really great way.
It's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah. You like it? You like it?
Yeah. Okay, I love cool. it. I love it. Oh, good.
All right, guys. It's been a great day. Sorry we had to leave. Things happen.
Yep. Thus is life.
Such is life. Guys, it's my birthday. Go out and do something awesome that you've never done before to celebrate.
Tomorrow, the return of Planet of the APS. We've been talking about it.
Unless we have a staff meeting.
A la carte. We'll be making his return. We've been teasing it. It's been pumping, and we're excited.
Woo-hoo!
So we'll see if we get to keep doing that. Tomorrow, the return. I'm excited. It's Wednesday.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's it for us. If you missed any part of the show, don't worry. So did we. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.